Bon, ben, bonsoir tout le monde. Merci d'avoir venu. Même si on est en retard, on n'a pas eu grand temps de se préparer pour la réunion. J'aimerais peut-être commencer par féliciter tous les conseillers, ceux qui ont revenu en poste, et puis nos deux nouveaux, Maureen McAvoy et Lee Angus. Vous connaissez tous M. Victivier, Joanne Maillé, Maureen Rice et Justin Robert, que malheureusement, il ne peut être présent ce soir. So I'd like to welcome everyone for coming out and also congratulate our new council. I say new council, we have some returning councillors, but we also have two new councillors, Maureen McAvoy and Angus. We have returning Sean Mayi, Maureen Rice, and Justin Robert, which unfortunately can't be here tonight.
He might try to join us.
He said he was having a bad connection.
Yeah, I just resent the link to him.
Okay, thank you. And also, I'd like to apologize for our lateness, mainly because of not having the time to have our normal workshop. Because of our new counselors being sworn in only on Friday, so we only had about an hour to prep for tonight's meeting. Donc, c'est ça que j'aimerais nous excuser pour le retard ce soir. Et puis, parce que c'est sûr que les nouveaux conseillers qui ont rentré dans les postes ont été assermentés vendredi seulement. Et on a eu seulement une heure ce soir pour se préparer pour la réunion. Donc, on va aller de l'avant. On va commencer avec l'administration. En fait, l'ordre du jour, fait que j'ai fait l'ouverture. OK, fait que juste pour mettre à jour tout le monde, la segmentation pour moi-même, Carole Robert, Luc Thiviette et Lee Angus a eu lieu le 21 octobre. So the swearing in for myself, Carole, Luc Thiviette et Lee Angus was done on the 21st of October. Et puis, tous les deux, Mme Maillé, Mme Rice, Mme McAvoy et Justin Robert ont été faites le 12 novembre, qui est le vendredi passé. So the swearing in for the remainder of the counselors, Joanne Maillé, Maureen Rice, Maureen McAvoy, and Jean Rabat were done on Friday, the 12th of November. Okay, fait que là, affaire de couleur, well, since the last meeting, there has not been any activity because of the election. Fait que depuis la dernière rencontre en octobre, on n'a pas eu aucune activité en comité, l'inversé, municipal, rien à cause des élections. Donc là, on va aller de l'avant avec l'adoption de l'ordre du jour. On veut ajouter sur l'ordre de, en dessous d'administration, numéro 20, les auditions que nous voulions avoir une rencontre physique avec la compagnie Raymond Chabot, Grant et Thornton. Concernant le train d'année pour Robert. So we're adding a resolution on to this evening, number 20 under administration, to have a resolution built to have a physical meeting with our accountants from Raymond Chabot, Grant and Thornton.
Qu'on va repousser maintenant ou on est
en cours? On peut, mais on va le faire au fur et à mesure, ça ne fait rien. Il y a des points que nous allons repousser. Nous allons push some things forward because we haven't had time to really study the files. Fait que là, qu'est-ce que j'ai un gros poseur pour.
Justin Robert just entered the meeting.
Le voix, Joanne Maillé.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes. Marie McEvoy?
Oui.
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 Yes.
Yes. Here.
I missed who seconded.
I did. Thanks. Right.
Yeah. We'll follow through with l'adoption du procès verbal de la séance ordinaire du 4 octobre. So adoption of the minutes, the ordinary minutes of October 4th.
Madame de Vérès, on a reçu des documents avec des changements à la dernière minute. Est-ce que je peux demander de repousser ça pour le mois de décembre?
Oui.
Oh, ça fait mal, joie. On a besoin d'une résolution. Je vais proposer qu'on ait une bonne seconde.
Est-ce que le vote de Jean-Marie?
Oui.
Maureen Rice?
Yes.
Maureen McEvoy?
Yes.
Luc Tillier?
Oui.
Lee Anguille?
Yes.
Justin Robert? Did you say yes?
Can you repeat your slide?
Yes. Yes.
Et moi aussi, je dis oui. Adoption du procès extraordinaire du 7 octobre. So adoption of the extraordinary meeting on the 7th of October.
Est-ce qu'on peut faire pareil pour les passés au mois de décembre? Je propose de les reporter.
Le vote, c'est Pierre, Jean-Marie.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McEvoy.
Yes.
Lucien.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
No.
Okay. Julien Robert.
Yes.
Bon, ben, j'ai tabling of the mayor's report, donc dépôt du rapport de la mairesse. Il n'y en a pas. Il n'y a pas eu d'activité du tout en octobre. So, there is no report. For the month of October, there was absolutely no activities during that month. Dépôt du rapport du comité d'administration, so deposit, or tabling the report from administration committee, the same thing. There's not been any committee meetings during the month of October due to elections. Acceptation des comptes payés le 22 septembre au 21 octobre. So acceptance of the accounts payable for September 22nd to October 21st.
Avec les changements proposés.
Ben, on va juste aller, c'est correct. Oui.
Je vais
proposer. OK. Attends, juste avec le montant des chèques à payer, c'est 274,153 €. Après, c'est les chèques déjà sortis durant le mois 14,591,45. Ensuite de ça, on a incompressible, 29,496. Donc, le total. Ok, c'est ici. Ok. Facture de paiement direct au compte 23,413,25. Les salaires 49,048,52 pour un grand total de 390,646,52. Faut comprendre aussi que 121,000 applicatifs là-dessus qui fait partie des dépenses de tech,
qui va être remboursé. Pardon, oui, il y a trois périodes de paiement là-dedans aussi. So, for the bills to be paid, I'll go back to the page. Total amount of bills is $274,153.13. Checks already out during the month are $14,591.45. Let me continue on to Inconfessible is the usual every monthly payments, $29,440.16. So direct payments, which includes bylaw loans, interest, and so on, $23,413.25. Salaries, $49,048.52, which covers the prepaid periods. And the grand total is $390,646.52. Just keep in mind it is approximately $121,000 in expenses that are related to the gas tax program, which will be reimbursed. Nous avons le procureur qui pour les factures.
Il y a aussi, Madame la mairesse, un 78 000 pour le deuxième versement de la sécurité publique.
Oui, ça a été reporté cette année. On était, normalement, on le fait en septembre, mais à cause du COVID, ils ont accepté que les municipalités payent la portion à la SQ pour le 1er décembre. Et c'est ce qu'on fait ce soir.
So, in that total, it counts the 78,000.
It's in there, yes. So, what Joanne maybe was saying, that there was a $79,000 amount for, which is a second portion of the amount owing to the Sophie Quebec. And this year, normally it's paid in September, but this year, because of COVID, they've pushed it forward for us to all municipalities are to pay on the 1st of December. That's why it's part of the 200 and whatever it's going to be. Bon, OK, là, le vote, s'il vous plaît. Joanne-Marie?
Oui.
Maureen Rice?
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy?
Yes.
Lucia?
Oui.
Lee Angus?
No.
OK. Justin Robert?
Yeah.
Et puis moi, j'ai dit aussi. On continue avec autorisation et procuration pour la directrice générale adjointe et directeur général adjoint. So as usual, we have to give authority to the Assistant General. Directeur Général.
Assistant Director General, Clerk Treasurer.
Director General and Deputy. So it's to give, c'est pour donner, l'autorisation d'avoir les mêmes pouvoirs que la directrice générale, accès au portail des jardins pour les paiements directs, aussi les états bancaires et aussi Click Secure pour le gouvernement et Revenu Québec et les services électroniques de Revenu Canada aussi.
I'll propose it.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
Okay. Le vote est sur Jean-Marie.
Oui.
Oui, Mike.
Yes.
Oui, Mike.
Yes.
Yes.
Oui.
Yeah, yes.
Yes.
Et Robert?
Justin, can you repeat that?
Yes.
Thank you. Fermeture du bureau municipal pour la période des fêtes. So closing of the office during Christmas holidays. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Oui.
Une seconde. Les dates de fermeture, c'est du 24 décembre au 2 janvier.
C'est ça. le vote, Joanne Lévy?
Oui.
Maureen Morris?
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy?
Yes.
Luc Thiers?
Oui.
Lee Angus?
Yes.
Justin Romain?
Yes.
Et puis moi aussi, je vais. Là, le calendrier de 2022, les séances ordinaires du conseil municipal. J'ai besoin d'un propos d'heure. Oui.
Le
vote. Non, ici, Joanne Lévy.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Oui.
Le Luc Thiers.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Justin Robert.
Yes.
Et puis moi aussi, j'ai dit oui. Bon. Le prochain. OK. Substitut de la mairesse au sein du conseil de municipalité régionale du comité de la vallée de la Gatineau. Substitute for the mayor on the council of the regional committee municipality of the vallée de la Gatineau. We're pushing it forward. Yeah. On fait. Responsable dans la table de la régie internationale, intermunicipale de l'aéroport de Maniwaki. So responsible person at the table of the intermunicipal board of Maniwaki Airport, which is the RIAM. C'est le RIAM. So aussi, on le pousse à la prochaine rencontre. So we're pushing this one forward. Composition des comités. So, composition of the committees. Bon, donc on va faire ce qui peut dans l'avenir, dépendant, ça va dépendre, ça peut changer, mais pour le moment, c'est mal qu'on fait. Donc, administration, finance, présidente, c'est Joanne Lévy. Vice-présidente, Maureen Rice.
Madame la mairesse, j'aimerais mieux d'entendre finance et administration. It makes a difference.
OK.
OK.
Joanne, Madame Owens.
Oui, je l'ai noté.
OK. Travaux publics, M. Justin Robert, comme président. Vice-président, M. Lee Angus. Sécurité publique, Madame Maureen Rice, présidente. Et vice-président Lee Angus. Environnement, M. Luc Thiers, avec vice-président Justin Robert. Comité d'urbanisme, Joanne Bailly, présidente, vice-présidente Maureen McAvoy. Loisirs et culture et communication. J'ai présidente Maureen McAvoy et vice-président M. Luc Thiviage. Donc, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur, s'il vous plaît.
Je propose. I'll second.
I'll second it.
Bon, Maureen McAvoy a already dit. I'll just go over this in English. The Finance Administration, the President is Joanne Lévy, Vice President Maureen Rice. Public Works, Justin Robert as President, and Lee Angus as Vice President. Public Security, Maureen Rice as President, and Lee Angus as Vice President. Environment, Luc Thiviers as President, and Justin Robert as Vice President. Urban Planning Committee, Joanne Lévy as President, and Maureen McAvoy as Vice President. Recreation, Culture, and Communication. We have President Maureen McAvoy and Vice President MCDL. Now these may change over time. It's just for our newer counselors, trying to get familiar with the committees. And once that has been accomplished, it may change. OK, so le vote, Joanne Lévy?
Oui.
Maureen Rice?
Yes.
Rory McAvoy.
Yes.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Justin Robert.
Yes.
Et puis, je dis oui aussi. OK, renouvellement, forfait téléphonique, que tu disais, chaîne de verre du Como, DHT, donc on connaît. Donc, c'est un forfait de téléphone qui coûte 400 $ plus taxes par année. Donc, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
I'll propose it.
Moi, je veux que ça soit sûr que ce soit marqué dans la résolution, que ce soit contrôlé.
Est-ce qu'on peut ajouter ça, Mme Moore?
Oui, présentement, ça dit que la directrice générale ou son représentant soit le point de contact avec l'avocat.
Merci.
OK. Donc, j'ai besoin de vote, Mme Jean-Marie.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Oui.
Lucien.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Claire Robert.
Yes.
Et puis, je dis aussi. So that was four. So it's renewal of the telephone plan with DHC, which are the lawyers. It's a $400 amount plus tax per year. Location d'ordinateur peut être portable pour le conseil. Rental of laptops for council. Okay, just kidding. So, this is for 7 laptops over a period of 3 years, I understand?
48 months, yes.
Est-ce qu'on a eu un deuxième soumissionnaire là-dessus?
Non, ça c'est le seul soumission.
Non, c'est le seul.
Le seul qui a été approché ou le seul qui a soumissionné?
Les deux.
Donc, c'est $218.46 plus taxes par mois pour 48 mois. Plus le service facturable au temps réel et au taux réel, $2,401.40 plus taxes.
Pour qu'on ait le montant total de la facture, ici, on n'a rien que par mois.
Sur 48 mois.
Sur 48 mois pour une location de cet ordinateur.
Pour cette résolution, on donne l'autre problème, c'est que aussi, c'est pareil avec toutes les matériaux, c'est dur d'avoir un inventaire qui va nous satisfaire. Ça se pourrait que les ordi ne soient pas là. C'est ça qu'on a critiqué. Fait que là, j'ai besoin d'un proposant.
I'll move it.
Okay. Un appuyant.
Somebody, I can move it.
You want to put some more thought into it? You bring it back up at the beginning of December?
Moi, j'aimerais mieux d'en discuter, mais to it rather than okay. Come back for the December meeting.
That's fine. We'll just push it forward. Well, we didn't have much time to prepare.
I know. Thank you.
L'occasion est importante pour le comptabilité, ça aussi on le pousse à descendre. On va pousser le sommet pour le savoir. Assistance à la comptabilité, ok, so le titre de celui-ci change à
l'évolution pour remboursement de déplacement.
Résolution pour
remboursement de déplacement, assistance à la comptabilité.
Mm-hmm. OK. J'ai besoin d'un proposant.
Est-ce qu'on a le montant?
1 722 $ 24 sous.
Parfait. J'ai besoin d'un proposant.
Je vais le proposer.
Appuyez par. I don't think we should because she's expecting this.
I'll propose it, Carol, but I want it noted in the minutes. That's not what I agreed to when I voted on that first resolution.
Okay, Joanne proposed.
She needs to get paid. She did the work. She needs to get paid, but that's not the way this should have went down.
Yes, I think we should add that into the resolution, and then I'll.
So I'll say that this woman needs to get paid. She did the work. She needs to get paid. Absolutely, I want it noted in the minutes.
Yes. If it's added in the minutes, I'll vote for it.
Okay, Madam O'Ward.
I'll second that. If my comments in the minutes, I'll second it.
Okay.
Get the work. She deserves to get paid. It's just that's not what I agreed on when I voted on that resolution a couple of months ago.
Okay. Le vote s'il plaît, Joanne Marie.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
With the changes, yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Oui. Lee Angus.
Yes.
Yes. I was under the impression that 5,000 was going to cover everything. So that's where my beef is. But anyways, she needs to get paid. She did the work. She deserves to get paid.
And I said yes as well. Le numéro 20, c'est la résolution pour la rencontre face à face en personne avec Raymond Chabot, Grant et Monty. J'ai besoin d'un proposant.
In the next week.
Yeah.
In the next week.
Oui. Appuyez par.
Joanne.
Le vote, s'il vous plaît, Joanne Mélie.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen Nakamon.
Oui.
Alexia.
Oui.
Miami.
Yes.
Justin Robert.
Yes.
Et puis moi aussi. So, what we're asking for is a resolution to be sent to the parents. I wish I would be working for a physical meeting on our file. Là, on arrive, là, c'est peut-être information, question relative à l'administration. Yes, thank you.
Look, so, before the meeting, I could hear very clearly through there that someone said that they might resign if there weren't hires. What's going on with that?
No.
Do I have that wrong?
No, we were just having a private conversation and you shouldn't have been part of it.
Well, it was clear as day.
No, we're going to be, when we do the budget and everything, we're going to be budgeting for more personnel. So,
is there a shortage in a department in particular? Like, I could say that y'all are looking for workers in a certain sector.
Well, it's just...
There's been a shortage in admin for about 5 years and a shortage in roads for about 10 years. So you can write that if you want.
Mm-hmm.
There's a shortage of personnel in every department in the municipality alone. It's been ongoing for years and years. We tried to hire a part-timer to work in the office, but we haven't been able to find anybody. Everybody we find, they just want to work on contracts. Nobody wants to stay for the long run. So that's the problem we have, and we're looking into it.
Roads madman. Thank you.
Roads too. Roads were about two guys short. Yeah. So we ran a hiring campaign in the spring and we weren't able to find anybody. We had hired one grader guy, but it turns out he didn't like the machine. So he quit. Didn't like the kind of work. And we haven't been able to find anybody else. It's extremely hard to find people to work. Municipalities, it's just as bad.
The shortage of labor is, well, we all know.
Across the board.
Crazy. Doesn't matter if it's public works or admin or accounting or whatever. It's all affected. Are there any other questions for admin, please?
Yes. The unfinished business from the last meeting, you were to pass a resolution to ensure that we get English literature that comes out with composting guidance and instructions.
That's to come.
Well, that was a month ago, I think.
Well, we couldn't do anything during the month of October, Mr. Connolly. We were in election mode and we dissolved the council on the October meeting, so
yeah.
There's no committee meetings, there's nothing.
No, I thought it was an administrative task to put a letter together, but so anyway, it's for the next meeting.
Well, that's it, but we have to discuss what we're going to do because we do have to get information out to the citizens as to the compost, how it's going to work, what you can compost, so on and so forth. And yes, we do have some literature in English that was translated previously, and it's all in the office.
I think our discussion was totally related to the MRC, that you had difficulty trying to convince them to correspond with us in courtesy in English, not just compost.
Yeah, well, we did a resolution.
We did a resolution and we sent it in October.
Yeah. That's my question.
Yeah, we did. We passed that resolution as well.
We passed to get pricing.
Right.
But with elections and everything, however busy the office was during the month of October.
An accountant's firm and booked.
Anyone?
Accounting firms are booked.
They are suffering from shortage of workers as well. So as soon as we get that information, as far as how much it could cost for that type of audit, we will inform you.
How important do you think that is, Mayor?
I think it is very important in the sense that it'll give us a better visual of all the accounting through the years.
I think the whole community feels the same way, so good luck. My last question on administration is, Councillor Angus, you disagreed with the bills. Can you tell us why?
I didn't have a chance to look at any of them to verify them. There's a stack of papers, which I didn't go through, which was just presented tonight.
Others review them?
I'm not sure.
No, Mayor.
Pardon me?
Did the others review the bills?
They did review the list of bills to be paid, and we did pull a couple so that.
The totals or the actual bills? Did they review the actual bills?
The list of bills,
but I personally reviewed all the bills one after another. Took a day that I come to the office and I go over all the bills. And if I have questions,
that's what I'm talking about.
Not the not the counselors, no. They have the list.
Excuse me, can I talk? The list of bills that we received. If we have questions or if you want to proceed with the mayor, the day that she comes in or any other day, we can come in and look at the bills. Because we were sworn in on Friday, the list of bills, usually we get at least a week before we get the meeting. But some of the bills we're used to seeing and we know what it's about. And some new people might have more questions than us. So I have.
And in a minute, Nalik described like the furniture, the price, and the details of what was on the bill. It's in the minutes now where it used them to be.
No, that's good. I appreciate that. I also appreciate Lee's straightforwardness and simply saying he's not able to do it because of the time.
Yeah.
But you know what?
That's just for tonight, because normally we would have our workshop a week before our public meeting. And the list of bills would be handed out to counselors on before the workshop, so that at workshop, if they have any questions, our director general will have a file with all the invoices handy for them to see.
And she did have them.
Yes, she did.
That's good. Thank you.
So if there are no more questions under administration, I'd like to move on to public security. Sécurité publique. Je pense que ça va déjà le report parce que encore.
Yeah, we only just got sworn in.
That's right.
I'm sure I'll have the two reports though for the December meeting.
Perfect.
Just one thing though, I'd like to thank the volunteer firefighter that went to the 11th of November ceremony there. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Donc là, ben, s'il n'y a pas de rapport, il y en a rien sur l'agenda. On va avancer au travail public sur le groupe Public Works. Encore la même.
Oh, well, Public Works, there, the guy that finished the gas tax work. Martin Hill Road was finished there last week, and they finished up on Fieldville, so the guys are done there for the year. The big push is over.
OK, merci, Monsieur Romain. Là, on va continuer. On va aller sous. Does anybody have questions for Rose? Est-ce qu'il y a des questions pour Rose? Non? OK, on continue. Environnement. Encore la même chose. Le comité n'a pas eu de rencontre. C'est la même histoire. C'est le same scenario. It was a committee meeting for environment. Because of the elections. Là, on va avec octroi contrat pour l'appel d'offres 2021 SEAO 153-4536 cueillette et transport des déchets domestiques, des matières organiques, des matières recyclables et des encombrants. So, contract award for SEAO tender 2021. SEAO 153-4536, collection and transport of household waste, organic materials, recyclable materials, and bulky items for 1 year. C'est ça, en français, ça dit pas, mais c'est un an dans le titre. Il y a eu un seul soumissionnaire. Et puis la soumission a été faite en trois parties. Donc, il y a la soumission A, soumission B, soumission C. Le seul soumissionnaire, c'est Location Martin Lalonde Incorporée, qui a déposé sa soumission dans les délais prescrits sur le SAO. Donc, ici, soumission A, la collecte et le transport des déchets domestiques et des encombrants pour 115 281,34 taxes non incluses. Soumission B, la collecte et le transport
les matières recyclables pour 74 352 et 63, taxes non incluses. Solution C, la collecte et le transport des matières organiques pour 96 399,27 taxes non incluses. Pour un grand total de 286 000.
Madame Mérès, est-ce qu'on fait trois différentes
solutions? Ben, c'est ça. Oui, oh, I'm just going over the keys, OK? C'est juste des informations. Parce que je vais dire en anglais aussi. Fait que le grand total, en ce moment, pour les trois.
On
ne
parle pas de total, parce qu'on va faire trois
solutions. OK. Fait que in English version, it was a contract award tender. 2021 SEAO 1534536 collect et transport of domestic waste, organic material, recyclable materials and bulk items. There was one tender that was deposited from Location Martin Lalonde Incorporée. So it was divided in three submissions. There's submission A, the collection and transport of household waste and bulky items for $115,281.34, tax not included. Submission B, the collection and transport of recyclable materials for $74,352.63, tax not included. Submission C, the collection of transport of organic material for $96,399.27, tax not included. So we're going to do three separate resolutions here. So we'll start with solution, on va commencer par solution A. So tender A. I need a...
Je propose.
C'est bien ça. Et les encombrants.
Et les encombrants.
Oui. Fait que j'ai besoin d'un vote. Joanne Meillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Yes.
Lucia.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Claire Amal.
Yes.
Il dit oui?
Oui.
Et puis moi aussi, je dis oui. Mission B. La collecte et le transport des matières recyclables. Pour 74 352 $63 plus taxes.
Vous proposez?
Je vais seconder.
Mm-hmm. Et le vote de Joanne Meillet.
Oui.
Joanne Meillet, Maureen Rice, Maureen McAvoy.
Oui.
Luc Vierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Michel Robert.
Oui.
OK, merci. Et moi, je dis oui. Solution C, la collecte et le transport des matières organiques pour 96 399,27 taxes non incluses.
Je propose.
J'ai besoin d'un appuyant.
Donc, ça va.
Je veux prendre le vote, Joanne Meillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice, excuse.
I'm going to say yes, but I'm not happy, and I'm only saying yes because we're already paying the MRC for the service.
OK. Maureen McAvoy.
No.
But you supported the
if I must, I will vote yes.
Okay. See, you did support the
You don't have to. No. It's
I don't. I think I
democratic thing there.
Yeah.
No, man,
yeah, but she don't understand.
She didn't know.
She didn't understand that. It's her choice. If you don't want to support it,
I don't want to support it.
And you just say no.
I wanted the motion on the table.
So then you need somebody else to propose it, Carol.
I supported putting the motion on the table.
Oh, it's already on there when it's on the agenda.
It's already there.
Well, no, it's on the table when we're voting.
No, it's proposing to accept the resolution.
Okay, so Joanne, tu veux proposer l'appuyage de besoin. If you say no, then you're not supporting it.
No, it's might as well say no.
It
could work.
Bon, Madame Owens, peux-tu t'informer auprès de. Je ne sais pas si Madame March, si moi je peux l'appuyer ou non.
Je peux, mais ça ne change rien pour ce soir.
Non, je sais, mais il faut faire le vote quand même.
Yeah. On peut faire le vote, puis si jamais tu n'avais pas le droit, ben là, on le retire.
C'est comme ça, avec le vote, on va le mettre au vote. Non. Me and yes.
Nope.
Justin Robin?
Nope.
So it doesn't look good anymore. Nope.
Well, you break the tie, Carol, right? Not only four of us.
No.
No, no, sorry.
No tie.
There's no tie.
Madame Le Maire, j'aimerais avoir, vu que c'était une seule offre, SEAO, est-ce qu'on avait le droit, selon qu'est-ce que le contrat a sorti, là? Malgré que les montants avaient été envoyés pour qu'on sache exactement qu'est-ce que la collecte de matière organique va coûter, est-ce qu'on avait le droit de les diviser ou si c'était un contrat qui comprenait les trois volets?
C'est ça qu'on avait demandé, que ça soit séparé.
Ben, oui,
c'est
pas séparé.
La solution a demandé séparé.
Ouais.
Parce que le premier contrat, c'était... Je ne me trompe pas, c'est ordure.
Alors, il y avait trois options dans le plan de votre prix. C'est pour ça que ça peut être séparé.
Yeah.
Oui, je sais. Yeah.
So we can separate it in three different
Yes, because there was three options in the price chart.
Exactly, that's what we had asked for.
Yeah, that's what we asked for. Bon, on avance. S'il y a des questions concernant l'environnement.
Have you considered the effect of, let's say, the first two votes on the budget? How do they compare with the previous year?
Oh, it's higher.
50%?
It's close. I'd say about no. The amount of the recycling.
No. Oh, I see. And then both garbage and recycling plus taxes.
Mm-hmm.
How does that total equal this year's total 2021?
It's about 45 to 50%.
Much higher.
No.
45% higher than last year.
There's one tax that we get back 100%, and then we get another tax 50% back. Plus, we'll be getting our redevance, whatever you want. At the end of the year.
Oh, I'm not talking about that.
It's not clear, Mayor. I've asked if it's costing so much this year for those to remove.
You can, maybe by December we'll have the correct numbers.
We'll have all the final numbers at the end of December or even January, because then we'll put in an actual list of the expenses.
Again, he's asking how much money we budgeted for garbage and recycling.
right. versus how much this is going to cost. That's literally what he's asking. The numbers of Den Home we're going to get in December are irrelevant right now.
That's right.
He's asking, what did we budget versus what this is going to cost? Correct, Steve? That's what you're asking?
Correct.
Wow.
I don't have the numbers in front of me, and I don't know them by heart.
Well, I think our bill with Den Home is around $15,000 a year.
Pardon me?
Or a month? Our bill with Den Home?
No, it's $13,000.
A month?
Yes.
Okay, $13,000 a month?
And a few hundred. I don't know exactly.
It's $156,000.
That's right. And it's 11 months.
Okay.
Because well, they never charge for December.
Well, we're still paying for it, even if they keep our money back, it's still coming out of our budget.
Yeah.
We factor it in, yes.
Okay.
And that stuff that goes back into how much it costs.
Yes.
So 13,500 is 162. So 160,000 a year is what we're paying Den Home. And how much is it there for the two of them?
189.
Well, we're roughly 29,000 higher. So with the price of fuel going up and everything else, I'd say we're right there. Price of labor is going up, price of fuel, price of trucks. We're pretty much right there.
Well, my concern is, as it always is, you make a decision and then figure out the damage after, which we've just done. Anyway, thank you for answering that question. I do have a question on the composting side of things, which is more serious. First of all, I'd like to thank those councillors who didn't vote for that, because you don't have that target date of 1st of December. But I would like to ask you all a general question, and this is to help our community. How many of you seriously think that over about 1,050 people pay for garbage or residences? How many of you think that a majority of low residences will put out a compost bin? A majority, let's say 700. How many do you think more than 700 will put out a compost bin?
For myself, there's no use even giving you a number right now until we do. We have to, first of all, inform citizens. And then from there, we have to see how many people are interested, how many people didn't get bins or want bins. I mean, it all factors in the numbers. There's no way that we can guesstimate right now. I wouldn't want to.
Personally, I think the only places you're going to see very much use is possibly in the villages.
Villages, cottagers, yes.
I don't think cottagers are going to.
They don't want to, but people have lived in Lowell a long time. And presumably, although sometimes I wonder, you're close to the people, or should be. Okay, I sure am. Not everybody, but tons. And I can make a guess, as many of my friends are. And surely you people can answer the question. In general, do you think a majority, say 700, will put it in? I don't think you do.
Well, clearly it was not voted for, so chances are most people around this table are thinking like you.
Yeah, so we're not battling here. We're talking hopefully as citizens that are trying to solve a tough problem. Our backs are against the wall. Your backs as leaders are against the wall because you have no choice. Okay, I think we waited way too long to make points to those guys. If you've read the report that came out over a year ago, the home composting was discarded in one paragraph. And where absolutely no study was done by the consultants of the financial effect on taxpayers and residents, which is going to be serious. Okay. You got an idea here. 96,000 a year added to our budget, plus taxes, plus the cost of capital to pay off the site, plus the annual operating costs for it, which are shared only by four of us villages and part of Graceville. okay? And there are other costs, okay? Those costs were not considered at all in making the decision there. Did you consider the operating costs when you voted to do this at the MRC level?
I voted for the site.
Well, presumably you wouldn't build a site with not understanding that you're going to do composting, okay? You're going to do composting if you're building the site.
Yes, eventually we're not going to have a choice to do composting.
But just a second, okay?
This I said eventually.
Yeah, okay. This is where we have systematic problem in our villages across Western Vancouver.
Mr. Conner, do you have a question related to, I mean, we know you bring up the same thing all the time, and you're quite aware.
I don't get answers. You people vote without looking at all the costs, and you could have gone back to the government and said, whoa, whoa, rather than salute and jump off the cliff. That's my point. I've made it many times. I'll try not to bring it up again.
Thank you.
But we're caught. Because our leaders have not handled this. And the cost is going to be enormous. And my last point on this tonight is that I believe that no more than a few hundred will put out the bids. And I believe that the cost per bin, if you only charge the people who put the bins in, will be enormous. And this fact is not being brought up to the MRC. Everybody is just kind of got their heads buried in the sand. And it hurts us. It hurts the people. So I hope you will consider this. What are you going to do now are you going to put this in the budget or put it into next? How are you going to estimate?
We're going to have deliberations over it and we'll see what happens. We can't say what we're going to say at budget time. We have to look at the numbers.
And I have to make assumptions about
the environment that we need to.
One approach might be to pick up compost within the village. Charge the people that would like to have it picked up. And for the rest of us.
You can't do that, Mr. Connelly. You know that.
But why not? I compost at home.
I know you do. You told us.
Endless people do.
And
I wouldn't say endless, but there are some, yes. So
our last mandate, we passed a resolution telling the MRC we didn't agree with door-to-door pickup. From there, we had the legal, what's the word in English? The legal advice telling us that we had to comply. We had no choice but to use it. We have that as a legal opinion.
Mm-hmm. That's still bullshit.
Yeah.
That's true.
And we tried to tell the MRC we didn't want door-to-door.
So now you're going ahead and very few are going to comply. What a mess you're heading for. Not your fault.
We don't know if it's going to be a mess, Mr. Conlon. That's your opinion. That's your opinion. Anyway, we'll have to see. We're obviously not going to make any decisions without any. We're going to have other deliberations. Committee's going to meet. And we'll see what happens. Yes.
Thank you. So if the deal or the contract with Denholm for that was recycling and household waste and one bulky item a year or one day a year?
No,
they didn't really
that's sort of getting to my next question about why that deal, if it was a little cheaper than this alternative, or at least the only alternative that seemed to have popped up now, why did that deal go south?
Well, the contract
is Carol, this deal was made in 2016. The price of fuel skyrocketed since.
Yeah.
Price of labor went up. And the price of trucks went up. Hypothetically, we would have stayed with Denholm, we'd be paying a hell of a lot more anyway. So we can't compare the price of today to the price of 2016. So right away, trying to compare the two just black and white like that, it doesn't work. It's inaccurate. Mm-hmm. So we can't compare it like that. So just
put that aside. No. There's some issues with services as well. Sorry to interrupt, Jusman.
But it's after the known sent us a resolution stating that they were not renewing with us.
When was that? I'm sorry.
So,
was that
February?
This year?
Yeah, March. Maybe.
March.
March,
for early 2021, I
yes.
could say.
Yeah. Yes.
And when is the contract up?
6th of December.
6th of December, thank you.
Didn't that contract increase every year to allow for inflation and so on?
Oh, yeah.
So you can't mention 2016 because each year it increases. No.
2016 is when the contract was signed.
Yeah.
It started, I believe, on the 6th of December 2016, and then went through, because it was on the 6th of...
The amounts didn't go up for inflation, Carol. What we got hit with an admin charge. That's when it started to go up, was admin charges. Then we started to pay extra for the foreman to look after. So now we were paying X amount of money for their foreman, X amount of money in admin charges. That's when it started.
But there was no inflation factored in.
Started to go up. We paid $3,000 in 2016. The truck that we paid $283,000 in 2016 is now $350,000, maybe $400,000.
So we're supposed to be paying.
This is the reality of what we're walking into.
Cost. That's correct.
So
there were some years that
the
at the beginning
accounted for.
The first year, 2017, were when the real cost list came in, there was an amount that Lowe had to pay out. It wasn't a huge amount, but they still had to pay out the difference. 2017, we got a credit at the end of 2017 going into 2018. There was a credit. There was $4,000 applied to the cost of January 2019. And it worked like it would be either their side, our side, but there was always a difference at the end of the year of the actual cost. But like Justine just mentioned, over the past year, the cost of administration and their the foreman, that's it. It just skyrocketed.
But the real reason why Denome is not an option is because they sent a resolution in February or March stating that they didn't wish to renew the contract with Lowe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's not enough time in the schedule, and a 5-day schedule.
Well, that was another reason.
There's not enough time for them to do our garbage, our recycling, their garbage, and their compounds.
Exactly.
And there's just not enough time in the week for one truck to do all that work.
Dates on the calendar. That's another reason.
We thought of jumping in bed with Kaz. We met with Kaz. We discussed it with Kaz. But at this point, we would have had to buy two trucks to do the run properly. So if we're going to buy two trucks, we might as well just buy our own and run our own, or go with a contractor. Like, and finding people to work to is extremely hard. So are we going to be able to find them to work? This is the other problem.
Thank you.
So if there are no other questions, we'll go into urban planning.
Madame Le Maire, Madame Le Maire, pour urban planning,
mm-hmm.
on n'a pas confirmé les membres pour le comité consultatif d'urbanisme. Il faut que ça soit fait par résolution. Donc, je propose que ce soit les deux membres du comité d'urbanisme qui deviennent les deux membres sur représentants du conseil sur le comité consultatif d'urbanisme.
Fait que ça va être
Joanne Maillé
et Maureen McEvoy.
Madame Maureen McEvoy.
So this is in addition to the agenda, Madam Williams?
Yep, yes. I'm adding it now.
Okay.
Oui.
Marie Rice.
Yep.
Marie McEnroe.
Yes.
Luc Zierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
We didn't translate. Oui, je sais. Justin Robert.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, merci. Et je dis oui aussi. So the translation for the CCU committee, Madame Mélie proposed that the two people responsible for the urban planning file be appointed members on the CCU. S'il n'y a pas de questions pour les amis, vous avez culture et communication. So, recreation, culture and communication. Obviously, there wasn't a committee for pillar. We do have one resolution that we did not have a chance to really look at in detail, so we're pushing it forward to December, which is a permission de travail chemin dans la ville association des métallurgistes de Pontiac. So, permission to cross on the road, Pontiac.
Do you realize, though, they need authorization before they get crossed? So the rumor can pass, December will probably be too late.
I'm sorry, what?
Once it freezes and they start to groom, they're going to want to start to groom right away.
And then they need the time to finish their trail across too. And once there's frost, they won't be able to do that. I don't understand. Like, they're asking to have access to a business so they can, their skidoo breaks down, they can stop at Johnson Motorsports, and we're gonna stop them from doing that.
That's not what I'm saying, Justine. I have questions. So for myself and some others, we didn't have time to look at all the actual requests.
I believe that, we just come out of an election where people ran their mouths about, oh, we're going to help local businesses. And here we are. All right, your boss.
Let's put it on the table then.
I think I was involved with the snowmobile club too, and they can make a trail pretty near any time, but they have to have their trail system set up, and they have to have a map system where they put maps out so to show people where to go and where there's places where they can get snowmobiles fixed and stuff like that. So I mean, that stuff has to be put into place now. We can't wait till December.
I don't understand. If you look at the map, you have the bicycle trails here. You have Donovan Road that goes like this. But then you've got Borough right here. Just hear me out. It's just I don't get the understanding of the reasoning of going on Donovan Road.
Yeah, but Carol, what does it matter? If they come out on Donovan Road, they're going to be on Borough Road less. There's no traffic on Donovan.
That's right. So their safest option is to not be on a public.
So they're saving 100 feet off of Borough. That's the safest option is coming up through Donovan because there's no traffic there in the winter.
See, they got to cross, to my knowledge, the way they'd be doing that is they'd be crossing Donovan Road, and then they'd be going into that field that's right across the from Bonasta Hotel.
Yeah, the church field, and going.
And then they'll go across the highway there too.
Right.
I know the highway puts up the signs.
At the highway.
At
sure.
The highway, they'll put up the signs.
For sure.
Highway's not our problem, yeah.
Why wouldn't we put out money to help?
We don't do it on a bicycle path.
Oh my gosh. But
like the Skidoo people spend money, eh?
Exactly.
Carol, what do you mean you don't do it on the bicycle path? How much money has Low paid in cut costs to the MRC for the bicycle path?
But I mean, it's les ours blancs.
I told you, the ours blancs don't groom south of Gravesfield. It's the Pontiac Club that looks after our trail.
This is why I'm not in favor of passing this resolution right now, because I don't have all the details.
So what, you think it's another club that's trying
to... No, I just don't have all the details.
That's what
you mean. Just announced something to me a while ago, and I had no clue.
Is that proposing?
I'll second it.
Who's putting up the sign? The club.
The club.
Who's paying for the sign?
The club. Why? What? I don't understand.
That's
the first time we were arguing. The club.
Same thing with Vicky D. There, when we had the meeting, Carol, I told you Vicky D pay for signs.
And it only makes sense the snowmobile users would prefer to be on a, in a field than on a public road and be driving through the sand.
Well, you're not allowed to go on, legally, you're not allowed to go on the roads.
300 feet, I think.
But put it in the motion there that they have to buy their own signs in it.
It's there.
If the price of the signs is stopping the show, well,
it's there.
That's the cheapest thing I've seen here tonight.
Pontiac Association is responsible for all.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Il manque d'informations, non?
Oh my God.
Mais c'est pour le correct. Ça passait quand même.
I don't understand how we have a development speech. We're going to make miracles, and here we are arguing about letting a goddamn skidoo club pass Donovan Road.
Okay, on avance, you speak yes.
Close my mind.
Y a-t-il des questions pour les créations communications? Sinon, on va aller à la fermeture de séance.
Je
Yes.
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 Yes.